on Kuf Chav Amud Beis, and we are up to the two dots, about 15 lines from the bottom. It's one of the things the Mishnah said is if you see an animal eating away at a person, one cannot testify that the person died. That's only from a place where people don't die, meaning the animal is eating a part that it's not a life-sustaining organ. But if the animal is eating part of a person's life-sustaining organs, one can assume that the person died. If we see a person, shecht a person, both the esophagus and the trachea, or most of the esophagus and the trachea, the barach, and the person watching it ran away, obviously, if he's smart, he runs away. Me'idin, you can testify, the person can testify that the guy is dead. That means, once one sees the trachea and the esophagus cut, the victim is dead. Frekta gemarayni, it's not true. Because Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Shaka by Shnayim, my rife Shnayim. If somebody says, Shech, two simonim, my rife two simonim, the Ramaz, the Amar Kis, forget the Ishti, and the person, the victim, either hints or utters, write a get to my wife, Harelu Yichtu Vavitnu. He's still alive. He's still alive, and you can write a get. That means he's not dead automatically. We can still write a get. Right? He's alive. You just said a minute ago, you can testify that he died. And for the Gemara, Chayu v'Seifa Lamed. Yes, he can live a short period of time. Enough time that a get can be written and handed to his wife. But not enough time that you can say he lived. He didn't live. And therefore, you can go after X amount of time, which is not that great, and testify that he died. He cannot survive this. He won't die immediately, but he cannot survive this. He won't die immediately, but there's still room for Adam to quickly write a get and sign it and hand it to his wife. Right? Obviously, she's not in China. And that he can still be survived and she'll be a divorcee, not an amana, a kamina for yibum. However, the person can go to Bezin and testify that this guy's dead. Because by the time he gets to Bezin and testifies, the guy is dead. Rashi. I don't know why there's
Can anyone else hear?
I can't hear.
No, it cut out. Sounds like they're still working on it.
Not sure about that. I'm going to call back in.
I send them a text saying we can't hear you. It's not us, the connection to us. Okay, try calling back.
I'm back in. Is anybody on the line?
Hello, anybody there?
I'm here, but I don't hear this here.
Yeah, I called back in, and I'm going to come directly.
Anyone there?
I go by Dirt. Technical difficulty. IT could not fix it. So we're back with the technical difficulty. So if it's static, we'll blame our IT person. But it might be static here. Nothing I can do about it. Okay, we're back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that he's alive, but he's going to die. Frek the Gemara mati ekaila yadai. So why in a case like this, when Reuven b'shegig cuts Shimon's simanim, the halacha is he doesn't go to Galus. Why? If he's going to for surely die, so then he killed him. And if somebody kills somebody b'shegig, the guy goes to Galus. Yalam matanya, why did we learn? Shachat shnayim arayv shnayim ayazay negayla. There's a halacha that says that if somebody commits murder b'shegig, he has to go to the Ari Miklat. We learned that in Masechtas Makkos, the first Masechta we did way back when, and 20-some years ago, almost 20 years ago. And the halacha is, if he shechs roshnayim or roshnayim, it's not a vadai murder, and he doesn't go to Golis. That means it's obviously, the Gemara thinks, survivable. And if it's not survivable, it's the fault of the victim, not the fault of the perpetrator. If not, he would go to Golis. If you're telling me that this guy cannot survive it, one can testify in Bezin that his wife is dead, so then why in the world does he not go to Golis? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Itmar Alam Rav Ashiya, Chashinon Shema Haruch Balbalasai, Ina Mishema Kirv Imusasai. There's a special halacha by Golis. The special halacha by Golis that we learn out from a pasuk is, the Rishayim bring different psukim that might be the source, is that the person has to die directly and only because of the murderer. If anything else makes it die faster, whether it is that the wind comes and makes the death occur, what's this? If a person has wind hit him, and the wind makes the guy die 50 seconds earlier, 45 seconds earlier, there's no Golis. Golis only comes if Reuven killed Shimon B'Shegig. I'm sorry, you don't like when I use Reuven for bad things. If God killed Dan B'Shegig, and nothing else hurried up Dan's death. And therefore, if Dan dies quicker because of any reason, then there's no Golis. Even though the main 99%, in fact, the 100% cause of death was the guy who killed him. Except they would have killed him would have been in a minute, and because of the wind, he died in 30 seconds. That's enough that there's no Golis. It's not true by Mazid. By Mazid, if a guy shoots a guy and he dies a week later, he's Chayim Misa. It's only by Shaygig we learned it out from the Pasuk. So there's two ways that the victim could have hurried up his death. Either Shema Ruach Babalasai, sometimes it happens naturally. The wind causes death to occur faster. Inam Hashem Iyukir Misasai. He might have moved around, and by moving around, caused himself to die faster. My Benayu, what is the difference between the two reasons? The Shachtim Bebeisa the Shisho Perkas. He shechted him indoors in a marble house, where there's a lot of, meaning there's no wind, there's no draft, and therefore it couldn't have been the wind. But he moved. So if you learn it's the wind that causes the closing, making it faster, in this case the wind wasn't there, then the guy would be Chayav Golis. If you learn it's the movement, then there was movement. Or he shechted him outside where there is wind, but the guy didn't move. So again, those two reasons of what makes death closer, this would be an nafkamina between the two reasons. But there's a Zeres HaKosim by Golis, that anything that hurries the death of the victim potters the perpetrator, the one who killed the Shaygig, from going to Golis. It's only halacha in Shaygig, not a halacha in anything else. In Mazid, if God shoots Dan, and Dan survives a half a year, but the bullet kills him, God is Chayav Misa. It's only by Shaygi when we learn that from a pasuk by Yapil Olo Vayamais that the death has to be not caused by any other factor to come faster. Rashi. What? Pichas. He moved. Shuk. Pirchus is the lotion used when a person shakes an animal, and the animal shakes around, the animal is being mefarches. An involuntary movement of a victim. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ubarach HaNishchat Yichtu V'yitnu Amak Chai Mechzikina. So we still consider him alive. Meshani Chayu L'vichu Gite Get, with the strife of Lomo, so Gichmid, and you can testify. He's for sure going to die. The one who shechts him should have to go to Golis. Was b'shegig, the knife fell and shechted the guy. Right? Somebody was on the second floor and somebody was on the first floor, and the knife fell out of the hand of the second floor guy, hit the first floor guy right in his neck, Rachmana Litzlan, and killed him. And we say if he dies, it's not necessarily the shechting of the simonim. Why not? You just said it's non-survivable. Ayada Mishvili, because of him. Right? He should go to Golos. Haruach bil balasa, machmas haruach mei, sukkah gabi Golos pater. Mil, the inyan ishtam idin olav, the vada yamas. He's going to die. He's just not going to die solely because of the murder. He's going to be hurried up because of fear of Mitzasai, a day Shapirkish Aisim Mitzai, shook too much. Unless he dies immediately, he wouldn't go to Galus. The wind can cause death to occur faster because the wind blows at the wound and therefore causes him to die faster. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical expert. That's what the Gemara says.
It makes a big difference which direction the wind is coming from.
Again, there's no discussion here. All the Gemara is trying to say is that there are things that can cause a person to die 30 seconds faster. One of them is wind. How, when, how, what, the Gemara doesn't describe.
And somebody's going to figure out that the wind...
If there is wind, if a guy's outside, there's a draft, it's possible that the draft made him die faster. Again, he's going to die.
So everybody's outside, the wind...
Exactly, that's what the Gemara says. I don't say the Gemara says it. Anybody outside is subject that the wind might have hurried his death. And inside, it's only if he moved around.
You know the wind didn't?
You can't know that. I hate to ignore these questions. But I have no idea what I'm talking about. The Gemara is saying that a draft can cause this. I can't describe what, one, and how. I have no idea. Or movement caused it. And the Gemara says, two nafkaminas. A guy can be where there's no draft, and it can move, and it can be outside and not move. So in one case, there's a wind, and in one case, he moved. That's all. The Gemara is looking for a nafkamina between the two reasons. But Rav Eishe said both reasons. He said it could be either A, or it might be B. The Gemara says, according to A, this is what the halach is. According to B, this is what the halach is. Not the Gemara Eishe. The Mishnah said 3 days. We can testify about a body for 3 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, nope, not every person is the same. Rashi said, obese people are different. Not every place is the same. Sunlight is different. And not all times are the same. Summer is different than winter. Much better.
Did it
quick off
when I
do
something?
I have no idea. Nobody's complaining, so I guess they can still hear me. Yeah, the IT person has come through in the clutch.
I hope that doesn't happen again.
What did you do?
I unplugged the regular line. They put cables. Cable.
Yeah, but didn't you automatically unplug every phone?
No, because...
I guess not. Can everybody hear me?
Cut them all off.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, okay. We can hear you. I can hear you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Enough. Dr. Gemara. So Yehuda ben Bava says, not all places. Now, the question is he saying that sometimes Mesim are even recognizable after 3 days? Or is he saying sometimes Mesim are not even recognizable up to 3 days? What is he saying? A Kula or a Chumrah? Tanakhama said 3 days. Basic rule, 3 days. Right. Do me a favor, Baruch Meisher. That Gemara is upside down. I just happened to notice that Talmud Bavli, the Schwarzer that does not recognize the...
They have somebody,
Schwarzer
comes in.
I think a cleaner comes in. Who else does this? That's what I thought, the cleaning crew does it. Anyway, you know, because he was demoted. So the question is Rabbi Yehuda saying a kula that sometimes the mace can be recognizable later? Or is he saying a chumrah that you can't even rely on the 3-day rule at all? Zakti Gemara. Ibailu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava le kula polig or le chumrah polig? Is it a kula or a chumrah? Zakti Gemara. I don't know if I read the Rashi Bebeis of the Shisha. She'ain sham ruach, there's no wind. The listener to the ruach b'balas achar gaila. Ain kan ruach, there's no wind indoors. Machmas emes, he died because of the murderer. Lishna kama, the ukir of his misasai. The listener to the ukir of his misasai ain a gaila. But if it's the movement, then he doesn't go to gala. So he can see nami b'dabra b'lai b'rchus, he's outdoors, and he didn't shake.
Is that an exaggeration about the marble room?
It's just saying no wind, no draft. In those days, there was a draft because they didn't have a way to stop the draft. Marble stopped the draft. I have no idea anymore. Rashi lekula polig the kana matana kama eima eden alad gimu yamin. V'asib Yehuda lemeima yeshlach adam emakam eshosha ena marlin fayakul ishtanais. The people don't swell up and change features. V'yachal lo alafin lacha gimu yamin. Or lekum repolig the kana matana kama. Tana kama says atshlosh yamin meidim. V'asiyu lemeima pamim shafilu tachshlosh eima eden. There are times that even within 3 days you don't testify. So we don't know whether the Yehuda is a kula or a chumra. Zakti Gemara Tashima. Dahu Gavra, there was a person, the Tava Bekarmi. He sank, drowned in the city of Karmi, Rashi Karmi Shemair. Vaskua Behedja, the Basar Tlasa Yemen. And they brought him up by Behedja after 3 days. Okay, so Behedja must have been a different location. The body floated to Behedja. They took it out in Behedja. It was after 3 days. And Rav Dimi allowed his wife to get married by the identification of the body after 3 days. Another story. Vasu, Ahu Gavra the Itva B'Tiglas, a person drowned in the Tigris River. Vasku Agishra the Shifsana, they brought him up by the bridge of Shifsana, right? And Rashi says it was the bus. Right. But Ansiv Rava Levisu, and Rava married off his wife Apuma the Shushvini by the testimony of his friends, the Basar Chamishiyami, 5 days. So here we have two stories that Amaroyim relied and married a woman off based on testimony, even though it was past 3 days. So now, if you tell me Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava saying that it can be past 3 days, you know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So they paskel like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Eli, I'm a l'chumra polig. But if you're going to tell me 3 days is it, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava just saying sometimes you can't even go 3 days, you know, Rabbi, come on. So what right did they have to rely on an identification of a body post 3 days? And in both of these stories, in Karmi, it was after 3 days. It doesn't say how long. And in the case of in the Tigris, it was 5 days. And for the Gemara, Shaini Maya the Tzamtzi. Water has a way of solidifying, lack of better word. Probably he has a nicer word.
Preserving.
Contract. What did he say? Contracting. Basically, keeping it from swelling. And therefore, it becomes, if it's in water, it's recognizable even after 3 days. Out of water.
He ever did it in cold water.
Well, it happened to be cold water. It was river water. But water has the way of, whatever word you want to use, keeping the body from changing even after 3 days.
It's almost like even when they all come together, they get.
When they contract.
Contract.
That's why contract is the best word. But it's trying to say it keeps it from swelling. Earlier we talked about the fact that water makes the pain much worse, right? that water is the worst thing for a wound. And here we're saying it's a preservative, it contracts. And for the Gemara, Tani Milihech Deikamaka, when there's a wound, the water will make the wound worse, and it'll swell up, and it'll cause death quicker, which is what we were talking about over there, a person who lost his leg above the knee, and we said that even according to the Mount Yemen, it says it's healable, not in water.
It doesn't let the blood coagulate.
I'll let the doctors say their day. I will just say the Gemara. The Gemara just says it makes the pain worse. That's what the Gemara says.
It says water agitates the wound.
Right, it makes the pain worse. Rashi says, Machbidin hakeev. It makes the pain worse and causes swelling. Whereas, when there's no wound, it's drowning, Rahman al-Islam, mitzvah summits, it contracts. This is only true when you see it right away. Now, right away seems to be a big shayla in the Rishayim. Some say immediately, and some say up to an hour. And there's a Rambam that says 12 hours, and they say the Rambam never wrote 12 hours. He means 1 hour. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's immediately. Avo, aishtihi. But once a body comes out of water, mispachsafach, then it will swell very quickly. Meaning it's in the water, it'll contract. The minute it leaves the water, it has an opposite effect. Then you don't get 3 days later. It becomes right away swells. So water has a good effect while it's underwater, but as soon as it leaves the water, there's an opposite reaction. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the karmi shema here. Vasku abehedja lebasa klasi yaman. They brought him up abehedja after 3 days. Vasku agishu the shifsana laga chamishi yaman after 5 days. The tramsi tsensim tsuris upon him. They contract the form of the face. It doesn't let it swell and change. It makes the pain worse, and it also swells, I guess, causes a quicker death. His features will change right away, as soon as he comes out of the water. Now, soon, again, is Machloikus Rishayim. Some Rishayim say, immediately. You got to see the body right as it comes out. And some Rishayim say, up to an hour. And again, there's a Rambam that says 12 hours. But the Achrayim say that it's a mistake. The Rambam never said 12 hours. He only said 1 hour. So, again, I'm not here for parts of the law.
When does Shmini see this body?
Right away. Either right away or within an hour. That's what we're answering. That they were identified immediately.
And we're talking about identified by facial features, not mukhach simanim.
Correct. Not simanim the mukhach, number one, then gets involved in teshuma mishtanus lachamisa. And also there's Rabbeinu Tam that said that a complete body is more kuladik. It's only when there's no complete body. Even though Rabbeinu Tam himself said that might only be during 3 days. There's so many tshuvas written on this. Baruch Hashem, it's not like a common thing. And it used to be a very common thing. People got killed. They found bodies, partial bodies. And they talk about when you find something, do you assume it's within 3 days? Do you assume it's after 3 days? What if you don't know, right? And you recognize them. The commissioner said you can't recognize after 3 days, but you do recognize, and we don't know if it was 3 days or not. All kinds of different combinations of shilas. There's many, many, many hundreds of tshuvas written, because this gets into the parish of Igunais, where one of the biggest jobs of Rabbanim was, and Baruch Hashem is not so much now, thanks to technology, to be Matar Igunais. And sometimes they found the body, and when did they find the body, and who identified the body, and all kinds of different shilas that came up in Igunais. Right, the Nevi Huda has a country Igunais, has a section of Igunais, constant, so many shilas about Igunais that the Nevi Huda has. I mean, obviously, it was like something that happened, again, not frequently, but not like once in Baruch Hashem, the shila we have of Igunais comes up in 9/11, where there had to be Matar Igunais. And when you have somebody captured by, like, these soldiers that were never identified, we don't know if they're dead, they're not dead. Like, there's a few of them in Lebanon.
Shabbat's not a shver, like,
what?
The Shabbat's not a shver, like dental records probably would be very obvious.
Can't hear you, what?
Dental records would be fine.
Dental records are good. DNA is good. But again, there are soldiers that nobody knows where they are. Are they dead? Are they not dead? Is there enough evidence? That's where the Shailas Vigunas do come up. And they did come up recently. I saw they were mater somebody's wife to get remarried based on the evidence they had that the guy was killed. Again, I don't know what the amount of evidence they had is. It was presented to whoever but I'm asking this. But this is where the Chaimer Shailas come in. Again, beyond way beyond my pay grade. But this is where the discussion comes in, and this Gemara becomes very pertinent. Now, Commissioner Vaiter. Navu l'mayim. Bein she'esh lehen saif, bein she'ein lehen saif, ishtei asura. Now, Rashi learns, this is the Archoner, doesn't understand Rashi, but he learns. Rashi learns, ishtei asura, this is Rameir talking. Rashi learns that people can survive underwater for many days. The Archoner can't understand that. He learns differently, as I will point out after I learn Rashi. But Rashi seems to learn that even in a mayim sheyesh lehem saif, that's what a mayor says, even in a water that I can see all four banks, meaning it's a contained body of water, and I'm watching there, and I'm there for 5 hours or 3 hours, and nobody's come out of the water. Rameyer says that doesn't prove that he died. Because Rashi says, people can live underwater for long periods of time. This is Rashi. Again, Achaner learns, that's not pshat. I mean, again, he knows Rashi is Rashi. But he wants to say that sometimes people are near the surface and you don't see their head bobbing above water and they can able to breathe and can last that way for a number of days where they're still breathing because they're on the top and you just don't notice that their mouth and nose are above water. That's what the Archaner learns in Rameyer, because he's bothered by the fact that underwater, how can a person survive? So therefore, that's how he learns. But he points out that Rashi doesn't say that. So how to learn Rashi, I don't know. Again, Rashi's Rashi, and Rameyer is Rameyer. He doesn't need my haskama. And if I don't understand that, I don't understand it. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi. Zok Rashi, she'eshlam, soyim, l'kabim, b'far, she'echi, dami. The Gemara will explain, what does it mean, mayim she'esh lehem saif? Ashtei asura, shema l'acha prishasa misham. Maybe after the witness left, yatsav halach lai. He might have survived and left. Savar Rameyer, adam yachol l'chayas, v'lishayz v'mayim yayimi yamayim. Person can live and be underwater up to 2 days, a day or two. Again, the Chayar doesn't understand it. He learns that pshat is a person can, for that amount of time, be on his mouth and nose above water, except the witness standing on the bank would never notice that. Amar Rameyer. Rameyer says, Maisa ve'echad shenavu l'bar ha'gadol. He brings proof. There was a person that fell into a big pit, and he came up after 3 days. You see, people can survive underwater. Now, the Gemara is going to say what we do with Rameyer's story. We have to respond to that story. The Gemara will talk about it. The Mishnah does not respond to the story. Except the Mishnah counters Rameyer's story with a story of its own. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Maisa Basuma Shiyard Litua Bamara, a blind person came down into a cave. The Yared Maisha Akhrav, and the guy who led him, went in also, and they drowned there. The Shoh Kadesh Tetsi Nabsham, they waited the amount of time that people can't breathe and survive, which is probably a few minutes. I don't know exactly. They see what's not just saying, but they were mad to their wives, meaning not by Kremayer. We assume they were dead. Once they were underwater, the amount of time that normal people can survive without air, once they were past that, they married off their wives. The Shuv Maisa, the Asya, the Echad Shaluliam, it's a new story. There was a story in Asya, we had this brought down yesterday. And a person who was lowered into the sea will also be under the raglai, and then they only could bring up his foot. If it's above the knee, that means he died. This is an amayim she'ein lehem saif, and therefore an amayim she'ein lehem saif, there's no way to testify. The wave might have dragged him down river, down sea, and he might have survived.
Okay, cut off.
I have no idea. Maybe a shark. I have no idea. Make a good story. Shark. There's a famous shark. I forgot what his name. Okay.
Baby shark.
What?
Baby shark.
Baby shark. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Mara. Mayim Shieshlam Saifim. That is a water where you can see all banks. A polygraph. Yaisivam Ishtimu Terrace. The suburb. Eight of them. Yachalish is a Mayim Kokach. Person cannot last the water that long. If you're going to say maybe he immediately came out, the witness was standing there. But a water that we don't have the four banks in our view, a wave might have swept him downstream. He might have survived it and came out, and we couldn't see him because he's downstream. Nakuba Lamata. It was a mayim she'en lehem seif. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned. Navu l'mayim bein she'esh lehem seif, bein she'en lehem seif, ishte asura. Person falls into water. Whether it's yesh lehem seif or ein lehem seif, his wife is asur. Divrei Reb Meir. Chachamim Eimrim, mayim she'esh lehem seif, ishte muteres, she'en lehem seif, ishte asura. Heiki dami mayim sheyeshlam saif. What is considered mayim sheyeshlam saif? Amrabaya kol she'aymed v'raya me'arba ruchaysav. He can see all four banks. That is considered a mayim sheyeshlam saif. Ahu gavra, there was a person, the tava ba'agma de samki. He sank in the swamp of samki. Samki is a name of a place. And the swamp was a water that was a mayim sheyesh lehem seif. Ansevei Rav Shilu Devisum. The reason it was a mayim sheyesh lehem seif, not that you could see all four banks, but there was no current. Nothing moved. There's nothing to sweep him anywhere. And Rav Shilu married off his wife. Amar le Rav Shmuel Tana Shamte. So Rav didn't have all the facts of the story.
Who did he marry off to?
It just said Rav Shila Paskin that his wife can get married. Ansevei Rav Shila. Rav Shila allowed the divisu for the wife of this person to get remarried. Amalei Rav Lishmul. So Rav said to Shmul, Tana Shamte, let us put him in Cherem.
Who? Rav Shila?
Rav Shila. Because he was Mater and it's a Mayim Shein Lem Saif. The Mayim Shein Lem Saif. You don't see the four banks.
This was in the Agam?
Yes.
The swamp, you don't see the banks?
Yes, it was a
real wide
one. Yes, so. Amalei, so Shmuel said to Rav, Nishlech Leberesha, first let's ask him why he was Mater. Don't put him in Cherem right away. Shalch Lei, Mayim She'en Lehem Seif, Ishti Asura Muteres. So they sent Rav Shila the Shiloh. What's the halacha by Mayim She'en Lehem Seif? Shalachlu ishti asura. He sent back, of course she's answer. So they asked him, Agma the Samki, Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Seif or Mayim She'en Lehem Seif? This place where the person drowned, is it a Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Seif or Ein Lehem Seif? Shalachlu, Mayim She'en Lehem Seif. He said, no, you don't see the banks. So they said, Amar my time of it, Achi. So why were you mad to this lady? He said, Mita Teina, I made a mistake. Why? I know, sorry, I thought even the come of a kaimi, since it's a stationary body of water, because it's swampy, k'mayim sheshlam saif dummy. So I paskin this like a mayim sheshlam saif. K'vallahi, in retrospect, it was a mistake. The kibin the ikigali, there are some waves, emir galu ashbalay. It's still possible that there was a wave that swept them down. Not common, but it's possible, and therefore I was wrong. I should not have been matter this woman. Kari Shmuel Alei the Rav. L'yuna v'tzadik halavan. Hashem doesn't let a tzadik do the wrong thing. Putting Rav Shila in Cherem would have been the wrong thing. Because l'maisa, he didn't paskin wrong. It was a mistaken fact, and he changed it. Kari Rav Alei the Shmuel, Tshuva b'Rav Yayetz. You get saved when you counsel with people. Because had he not asked Shmuel, he would put him in Cherem right away, he would have ended up making a mistake.
So you retracted her
psak? Who retracted the
psak, yeah. She didn't get married.
I guess she didn't get married. Rashi.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Trying to understand Rabbi Meir's opinion. His opinion is that there is no amount of time that would give us the presumption that a person is dead. It can be years that that person does not emerge from the...
A day or two.
Just a day or two.
That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. According to a mayor, a person can survive a day or two.
Okay.
Want to point out that I don't understand Rashi's chat in the mayor. And Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. He says it's impossible.
I understand the disagreement. I just didn't see that there was that Rabbi Meir put any limit on it, the Tanakhama put any limit.
Rashi says a day or two.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be honest. I didn't prepare ahead, so I don't know if the Gemara is going to say anything about Rabbi Meir's amount. But Rashi does say a day or two.
Okay.
Rashi does say a day or two. Rashi. A cave full of water. He stands there, the amount of time that a person cannot survive, and then he can leave and testify. It's the swamp of that place. Agam is marsh. Yes, that's where the word marsh comes from. What?
In English, he calls it a fen, F-E-N.
I don't know what a fen is. What?
Irish.
Fen is Irish? Yeah, but why would the article use an Irish word?
You get that
little country. It stands in its place. They're not flowing water. So, the waves won't sweep him far away. If he came out, you would have seen him. Goli Ashbelay. There are some waves, and those waves could have taken him far away, and therefore, if Sheila changed his mind.
Fen is a swampy lowland. Only partially covered with water.
It's a marsh. Yeah. Swamp. I don't know why you have to use a fancy word. In fact, Rashi brings the French word, marshed.
Rabbi, a fen has minerals in it for some reason. Marsh is not necessarily a mineral rich place. I don't know why he uses the word fen.
I don't know why it would make a difference here.
Right.
The author found a good word in the Theosaurus, so he decided to use it.
Where is it? Agama's swamp, right?
We always turn to Agama's swampy area. Again, I think swamp has many different translations. Some people's long gets very muddy. They say it's swamp. It's not a swamp. That's not a swamp. A swamp is water. A lot of water. And some things in the water. It keeps like a
stagnant water.
Not moving, but it's water. It's not just a muddy backyard. You know what I mean? We might call our muddy backyard a swamp, but that's not really what a swamp is.
Swamp can be very deep,
sure.
A swamp is stagnant water that's not moving from place to place.
Stagnant water, exactly. And that's why Rav Shila at the beginning thought that that's considered like a Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, and then he changed his mind because he understood that sometimes there are currents that can work even in a swamp. And again, I don't understand that either. Don't think about that. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. Ma'isa b'shnei b'nei adam, the Victoria with two people, mechamrim machmirim. I think it means fishing, making nets, fishing with nets,
setting nets,
b'yarden in the Jordan River. V'nichnas echad mehem l'mechila shodagim. And one went into a mechila shodagim, is a, what does he call it?
Burrow made by fish.
A burrow made by fish. Now, it is a burrow that's not full of water. It is possible to have the head above water in that burrow. That's what Rashi tells us. Let's take a look at Rashi. I don't know if I said all the Rashi yet. That he didn't do the takala of putting Rav Shila in Chayrim. Two Barayayats, Chuasim and Amichsha, I was saved from stumbling. I didn't tell the eight to Mishmu, because I took an eight advice from Shmu. The Mechila Shadagim, Chakaitatim Samuch Miswas Hanar, you dig around the bank of the river. Bein Lamatam and Amayim, Bein Lamayim and Amayim, whether it's above or under water. The Gaivis Vasai, at the height of the bank, the aim is Malus Kula. It's not completely full of water. The other Manichnasham, and a person who walks in there, Magbiya Tzvarei B'teichamara, can lift his neck in that burrow, Lemailim and Amayim. That's the physical fact of this Mechila Shodogim.
Like a cave, or is it like a hole down? Okay.
I know, I just read the same Rashi you did.
They burrow into the sand and man could fall into it. And his head would
be... He went into it. They went into it. And right. One of them went into it.
It's an air pocket.
What? It's more than an air pocket. It's like above water. You can be. It's more than a pocket, right? The Shakachama, Veloira, Pesach Shemachila. The sun set, and he didn't see his way out of the burrow. So it's heads above water, but he couldn't see his way out. His friend waited there for a few hours. And he came and he announced in the household, you should know your husband died. He went into this cave and he didn't come out. The next day, Lamachar Zarka Chama. The next day, as the sun rose, Hikr Pitzcho Shamakila, the guy saw the opening. And he came and he attended his funeral, except the body wasn't there. He found they were eulogizing him. See, this is a case like a Mayim Shein Lam Saif. There was a way to survive. When there's a way to survive, don't assume death. Because that'll make sense. Don't assume death if there's a way to survive. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Mechila should we did that already. No, Rashi. Right. Zamti Gemara, Yehaki Mayim Sheshlam Saif, Nami Lechus, the Mechila Shodogim. That's the case. Even if you see four banks, maybe there's a burrow that he's in that he can keep his head above water. And maybe he can be there for 2-3 days. So how can you testify? You don't know what's going on in that little lake. So the Gemara, B'mayim she'eshlam soif mechila shadagim v'ashchichi. These burrows happen in rivers, not in little lakes. And therefore, there's no fear that that's where he ended up. Okay, we're going to stop here. Emet Hashem Sunday is Chazara. Emet Hashem next week. Emet Hashem, we will finish the Masechta. The Gittin starts Monday, January 11th.
Wow. January 10th.
January 10th. I apologize. January 10th.